So, sis, how's the hull?
Oh, great. Take a look.
Ah, this is your new Galaxy S23 Ultra.
Yeah, loving it.
Nice sunset.
And the light really dances on this pina colada. Whoa, that beach. You can count every grain of sand.
That's 200 megapixels of perfection right there.
Yeah. Can you send me that?
Sure.
I mean, hard to take a bad shot in the Caribbean.
Yeah, I was in Torquay, Kyle.
The new Samsung Galaxy S23 Ultra with an epic 200 megapixel camera and up to 1 terabyte of storage. Pre-order now at Samsung.com.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Hello there. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but if you're listening to this, then you may also be a fan of the Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast. If you are, then this information is for you. From mid-December, Steve Allen The Whole Show podcast will be available exclusively on Global Player. It's still 100% free, it's still The Whole Show, and it's still utterly brilliant. But you won't be able to find it on any other platform other than Global Player. If you haven't already got Global Player, it's dead easy to get hold of. Here's what you need to do. You either download it from your app store or visit globalplayer.com. Once you've got it, simply go to the podcast section and search for Steve Allen, The Whole Show. If you're listening on Alexa, just say, Alexa, open Global Player and play Steve Allen, The Whole Show podcast. Thank you. Morning, everybody. Nice to be company. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It is Tuesday, February the 7th. Isn't it exciting? It's definitely colder, you know. Although today, a little bit warmer than it was the other day. So that was okay. My driver this morning, coughing like a badden. Coughing like I'm sitting in the back, I've got my mask on. I'm thinking, oh, God, go and see a doctor. You know, if you've got a bad cough and people just go, oh, it's just a tickle in the throat. No, maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway, where do we go? Where do we go with the celebrities? Well, no, we might come around to a few celebrities a little bit later on, apart from the story that we gave you yesterday, that Ozzy Osbourne said he can't wait to get better, to get back on stage. Please don't, dear. Please don't embarrass yourself. There's nothing worse than somebody who's way past their sell-by, sort of staggering on stage going... I mean, he mumbles like that anyway. You know, the idea he could actually recreate the sound is a little bit embarrassing. Liverpool Council have been slammed over the Eurovision Song Contest unpaid volunteers advert. And because volunteers are going to be able to work a minimum of 4 shifts and some roles require training. So there's going to be 500 unpaid volunteers, which now I'm in two minds over this one. One half of me is going, you know, well, you should be paid something, you know. But on the other hand, it's a case of you're part of history. And it's sort of free and you get in to watch it all for free and it'll be fun. It'll be, but, you know, it's 500 of them. I think really, because it's of the bills, local councils don't have any money either. You know, you think they're going to, it's going to cost an absolute fortune for Liverpool to stage this. And I don't think people realise. And so that's why people who sort of sign up, you know, you have to have essential training. And but it's interesting that Rylan and AJ Adudu will be paid for their efforts to make the event a success. And so if they're paid, why isn't everybody else paid? And the answer is they ain't got the money, which is a bit embarrassing, isn't it, really? Bruce Springsteen's fanzine Backstreet shuts down after 43 years over to ridiculous ticket prices. Ticket prices for Bruce Springsteen's tour have reached $4,000. And the fans have said these aren't prices any of us can afford. It's just, but I don't know who is to blame. I don't know if it's the artist who is looking for something. I was making myself laugh earlier on. I was sort of going through YouTube, as you do, trying to find sort of Karens and some old bag, you know, wouldn't get out of the car in America. The guy, the policeman's giving her a ticket. Get out of the car. No, I won't. And so she shuts the door and all the rest of it. He's banging on the door. Eventually, she drives off. So he pursues her, wrenches open the door and tases her. So she falls to the ground. It was fabulous. Well worth watching. She's a crook of the first order. But I was watching Bros's opening concert, which they did some years ago. And because they booked in loads of venues, but then cancelled loads because they didn't have enough people to buy tickets. And at the beginning of it, beautifully put together, you know, here's the clips of them doing this and the clips of them at the height of their fame and the clips of them standing on a cliff and the clips of them saying, Bros, we love you and all this kind of stuff. And then they sort of rise up on lifts and all the rest of it. And then Matt Goss repeats this phrase, no, 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 ning, nay, 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 nay. He does it about 300 times. Seriously, he obviously can't play the guitar any more than he can dance, because he just jumps. He just jumps around the stage like a five-year-old. It's very embarrassing. And I thought then, watching that, somebody should have said to him, don't put him on Strictly Come Dancing. And somebody else would have said in the office, oh, put him on, for God's sake, it'll be a laugh. He can't dance. He has two left feet. All he did was jump around and turn around. I mean, as I say, I've seen three-year-olds doing it a little bit better. I didn't go to the Grammys, as you can well imagine. Apparently a few people had sort of tantrums and things like that. Harry Styles got an award and it was OK. Ben Affleck looked as miserable as sin. Oh, did he look as though he didn't want to be there, which everybody has taken the mickey out of and gone, oh, you know, why didn't he want to be there? And the answer is it wasn't his sort of thing. He's an actor. Why should he have to go to the Grammys? But James Corden presented the Grammy to Beyonce and parted with the A-list. Adele had a bit of a tantrum, but there again, you know, Miss Old Gobby, you know, oh, F in this, F in that, and all the rest of it. But James, really, Hollywood royalty. He's very good. Every time I've seen him presenting anything in America, I've seen him dance, sing, change costumes. He's really very, very good indeed. He's only 44. He's a great actor. And very shortly, he'll end his time as host of The Late Late Show, of which he has earned a small fortune. But then why not? If it gets the audience, that's what it's all about. It's called getting an audience. And if you don't get the audience, they won't keep you. They aren't keeping you out of a sense of loyalty. I was reading a piece, a radio presenter who is quite well known, who has just quit radio, because this particular person's not getting anything out of it. And I remember thinking, they've only been at this place where they've been for a very short space of time. And you think, but surely people know what he's like. And he's not getting anything out of it. So the moment you cease to get something out of the business, get out. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, because, you know, it's only for people who are interested in the business. The moment you don't get out of it what you think you're putting into it, then that's the time to quit. Frank Skinner got an apology from Sophie Wessex, who used to work for LBC, I should point out, yes, after Royal Variety Performance. And he got an apology later from Sophie Wessex after she told him not to give up the day job after his Royal Variety Performance, basically saying, you're crap, OK? Because it's one of those things. I think I saw Frank Skinner on that particular performance and he did walk off to the sound of his own feet, which is, it's always embarrassing, because they say it's the comedian's graveyard going on stage at the Royal Variety Performance. And the reason is it's so tight. They've got a series of lights. If you go over the light thing, they'll hoik you off stage. They're running a show and it's a bit difficult. Blue Peter legends, Matt Baker, Simon Thomas and Connie Huck look ageless. They've reunited at the weekend. I don't know why, actually, why they've reunited. Simon and Matt did the children's programme from 1999 until 2005. Connie did it from 97 till 2008. Somebody said they look ageless. No, they don't. No, they really don't look ageless. It's because of the black and white picture. In black and white pictures, I look ageless as well. And believe you me, I don't. But that's it. Matt Baker looks all right. He's done his pantomime. He's done his little bits and pieces. Do you know, Ozzy Osbourne at the Grammy got two Grammy Awards, Best Rock Album and Performance. I mean, he's 74 and he's said he's going to retire from the business. I think it's a very good idea. And he sort of turned up, but he's got his walking stick and he has to say, oh, can you give us one of your famous snarls? Yeah, like that. And then he has the picture taken. You know, the moment the cameras are off, he slumps down into the corner again and they have to pump him full of air, I suppose.
Some things leave you guessing, like, why are yawns contagious? But not MailChimp. MailChimp eliminates guesswork from email marketing by analysing data from billions of emails to offer up personalised recommendations for how to improve your email content and targeting. Guess less and sell more with Intuit MailChimp.
Happy Valley fans have hailed the finale as a masterpiece and they've called for Sarah Lancashire to win awards. No guns, no knives, no punches, but a battle of words. I didn't see it. I have no idea what it was about. I wasn't remotely interested. We used to live in Hong Kong above Happy Valley, which had nothing to do with this. Completely different. But it was interesting, and I quite liked living in Hong Kong. The bits I remember of it, mainly the Chinese culture. I loved paper lanterns. I loved, excuse me, the fireworks. I love the red and the gold in the bunting and the firecrackers and all sorts of stuff like that. Although we didn't eat the food. We didn't eat the food. I think we just had what I call normal food for some reason. My mother cooked and we had somebody who came in to help cook as well. And they did do dinner parties. In fact, they did quite a lot of dinner parties. In fact, most weekends they did dinner parties. So you'd wake up in the morning to the smell of cigar smoke in the sitting room and stuff like that. Although it was quite cool. Quite cool. But we were very young, actually. We were young. BBC get hit with 100 complaints over a trans radio guest's remarks about J.K. Rowling. So they've been hit with these complaints after it let a trans radio guest accuse J.K. Rowling of transphobia without being properly challenged, which, of course, is an absolute outrage and a disgrace. And they fell short. I mean, you would think they'd be doing it long enough now to realise that that fell a lot short. Evan Davis was hosting the PM show when Stacey Henley made the claims whilst discussing the new Harry Potter video game Hogwarts Legacy. Ms. Henley, a trans woman and editor-in-chief of The Gamer, a website for video game fans, accused the author of pushing transphobia and a campaign against trans people, and nobody challenged her. Nobody challenged her. Quite ridiculous, love. And the BBC said there wasn't sufficient challenge. There wasn't any bloody challenge. What are you talking about? There isn't sufficient challenge. God in heaven. We like J.K. Rowling. But that's the trouble, isn't it, in this country? You know, the bigger they are, the more they want to sort of knock them down. Matthew McConaughey is voiced Elvis Presley in Netflix adult animated series Agent Elvis. Oh, an adult series. I wonder what that's going to be. But there's also another one. Baz Luhrmann, I think, is making a biopic, Elvis, with Austin Butler. And so we'll have to wait and see. I was a big fan of Elvis. Big fan. Came as no surprise to me that he died. No surprise, because, I mean, he was taking tablets to wake up, tablets to go to the toilet, tablets to keep him going on stage. He literally, everybody wanted a piece of the action. All of the people who worked for him, they lined up on a Friday and he paid them out. So when he died broke. He was absolutely flat broke. He'd lost a lot of money in an investment which was going to be taking place in this country. And he got ripped off over that. And so as they said at RCA Records, after it was announced that he died, they said, good career move. Because then people started buying all the records, buying the DVDs and everything else. So basically, same as Michael Jackson. Michael dies and immediately people want to buy all of Michael Jackson's back catalogue stuff. It's the way it goes, you know. You'll find that when I go, people will be joining LBC and doing the podcasting like there's no tomorrow. Let's see what it was all about, shall we? Pamela Anderson, there's a little talent stretched out. She's on a roll. She's now landed her own cooking show called Pamela's Cooking with Love. I mean, to be honest with you, it's sort of a documentary and a memoir. And all these other people have said it. She's a former Playboy model. For that read, you don't have to be very special. You just want to get your tits out. OK, that's all Playboy models do. I'm terribly sorry. And in her case, she makes a porno film as well. You know.
At Honda, we decided to stop listening to what cars do for a moment and instead start listening to all the things hands do. They carry, scratch, open, close, sip, chop, spread, shake, pour, mix, fix, fold, type, tear. Isn't it time we gave hands a rest? With keyless entry, a tailgate that opens with the wave of a foot, voice-controlled entertainment, and automatically adjusting seats. The Honda CR-V Hybrid. What do you think, hands? Honda, the power of dreams. Available in selected grades.
Harry Styles was heckled by Beyoncé fans during his Grammy speech. Beyoncé fans going, she should have won. Why? Why? What a sad bunch of little losers they must be. He took to the stage to make his speech, only to have rival nominee Beyoncé's fans shouting things out. What a bunch of... Anyway, but apparently Beyoncé should have won, one fan could be held yelling from the audience, despite the singer already breaking the record for most Grammy wins. To be honest with you, who gives a toss whether she wins or whatever? Why not give it to somebody like him who's worked their watsits off and is out there and is getting, you know, really into it? And to be heckled by Beyoncé fans. What creepy people they must be. Oh, we like Beyoncé, don't we? We don't like Harry Styles. These are the sort of people who should be committed, as far as I'm concerned. Have them locked away and you should be made forever to listen to Jedward Records. You know, or even worse. I'm trying to think what's... Bross. Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in a car accident after a bicycle swerved into his lane. Bloody pain they are, these bicycles. They're all over London. Really, and they just don't care. He was driving around the city on a Sunday morning when the incident occurred, and he's 75. Now, I don't know whether or not you think that people should still be driving at 75 or whether or not they should have to take another driving test. I think that they should have to take another driving test. I think it's a lot easier. Fans say Chris Martin is dressed like a toddler as he presents Record of the Year at the Grammys. There's no dress code at the Grammys. You can wear what the hell you like. Look at Sam Smith. Look like a complete turnip. This sort of red outfit looking like something out of either Puss in Boots or Alice in Wonderland. I couldn't quite work out what it was. Did you see the pictures, Freddie? It was the oddest outfit I've ever seen. You have a look at the pictures. Talk about attention seeking. Oh, look at me, love. Look, I'm wearing this with a red top hat on and this sort of... I thought he was wearing the balloon that they shot down. They just dyed it red to make it look more interesting. So Chris Martin dressing like a toddler. I didn't see any problem with that. He had his beanie hat on. He presented Record of the Year at the Grammys. And he got loads of coverage. As far as I'm concerned, that's as good as it gets. And finally, back with Jeremy Clarkson. Clarkson's farm. He appears to run over a mouse with a tractor. Oh, my God in heaven. Yeah. So he saw the tractor. Questions how best to kill badgers and witnesses the birth of a calf as a new trailer for Clarkson's Farm 2 is revealed. All these people go, I think he should be axed, you know. They're the same people who are following Beyoncé as well. And so it turns out that there was a mouse running around the wheels of the tractor and he ran it over. So, God in heaven, what difference it make? You know, you realise that if you go to certain shops in London, quite a number of shops, you can buy a mouse trap. You can buy an actual trap and it will catch a mouse, but it just doesn't catch it and then you can release it somewhere else, like Beyoncé's house or something like that. No, it kills it. It kills it. This thing comes over and go, breaks its neck and we get rid of it. Because if you've got mice, you've got a problem, a real big problem. You don't need to put cheese in. They don't go for cheese. You know what they go for? Chocolate. Chocolate on a mousetrap. Cheese is a bit yawn, yawn, yawn. We used to have the rat catcher come round when we lived in Hong Kong with cages. And he would lace them up with whatever he used to put in them. I can't remember. We had problems with rats. The rats there were the size of cats. And he would come round and he would set the traps, these cages, which were, you know, about so but useless unless you're listening in stereo. And they were like that. The rat would go in. The moment it sort of tried to get the food off this spike thing hanging in the middle, the cage would slam shut. Rat caught. He would come round in the morning, turn the cage up on its end, and then he would open the door slightly. The rat would think, ha-ha, I'm being freed. Climb up. It would poke its head through. He'd bring the door back down again. One dead rat. It's as simple as that. We see them here. I don't know what people are worried about. You in Soho, I've seen them in the daytime, running around down some of the alleyways and the corridors, mainly because there's so much food and filth and everything else. And I've seen them in daytime, rats running along the side of buildings. I mean, we've got foxes in Leicester Square. So all of these things, you know, vermin, to be honest with you, we need to eradicate pigeons completely because they spread more disease than anything else as well. Flying rats, they used to call them. Flying rats. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for your company. Do you know, I keep thinking it's Monday. It's not. It's Tuesday. And we like Tuesday because it's Feb the 7th. And what have we got this week? Oh, various bits and pieces. But we shall power on through. And don't forget, download, 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 and then everybody very happy. The more you download, the happier we will be. And Steve Allen has two programmes to download every day. Steve Allen's The Whole Show, the full show, and the other one is My Little Bit Extra, which is what you're listening to at the moment. So thank you very much indeed. 1 million downloads a month cannot be wrong. And it's all free. Costs you not one penny piece. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at the same time. Until then, stay warm.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC.